Okay.
Thank you, Giselle. Hi, Cornelio. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
Good. Dave, first thing I want to do is make sure we get your name spelled right. Is it C-O-R-N-E-L-I-O?
E-L-I-U-S.
E-I-L. Whoops, E-I-L.
E-L-I-U-S.
C-O-R-N. Yep.
E-L-I-U-S.
C-O-R-E-I-L-U-S. Cornelius. Is that right?
Cornelius. Cornelius.
Is it, there's an N in there?
Yes, like corn and corn.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Cornelius. E-L-I-U-S.
Got it. Cornelius. All right. Thank you so much. I can't stand typos, and I really hate them when they're in names. People try to spell my name the wrong way all the time, so I'm very sensitive to that. I wanted yours right, especially when it's in writing. So thank you, Cornelius. I appreciate it. So now, back to business. It sounds like you and Giselle were talking about the first page listing that we had come available this morning on Google. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. So what I'll do, Cornelius, is I will walk you through how everything works, answer all of your questions, get pricing for you, and then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough?
Okay.
All right. So one of the first things, actually, that we'll do today is I will close off the Huntsville area for landscaping and lawn care. And so I'll close that entire category. And that's going to be closed for a 50-mile radius around Huntsville also. So meaning in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with, promoting, or partnered with any of your competitors. So Brother Professional Landscape is the only company that we're partnering with. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, super. So I'm going to close that off. And then, so the reason we close that off, we don't want to be pitting you against your competitors. It's just bad business to, you know, have those calls and leads go out to more than one company. So we are exclusive. Now, was looking to see what you had so far for online presence. And Giselle noted you don't have a website yet?
No.
Okay, no problem. Let me check something. We might be able to get one built for you, but just let me send a message out here while we chat. And then I usually get an answer back pretty quickly. We don't build them for just everybody. But you've been in business for a bit, and you appear to be doing good business based on the reviews and such that I'm seeing. There are no negative notations about you. You're a 5-star rated company. So that's, you deserve a big congratulations for that. It's hard to pull off.
Thank you.
You bet, absolutely. And then I couldn't find a Google Business profile for you. Have you filed for that yet, Cornelius?
No.
Okay, no worries. We'll get that going for you, too. And there is no charge for that, for us to do it or from Google. And then are you on Facebook by chance?
Well, not my business.
Okay. You got a personal, though?
Yeah. Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, are you, do you get any work from your Facebook page?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Just curious. Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, from personal pages. Now, I also ran across a link. I think it was to a Home Advisor or an Angie's, something like that. Let me see if I can find that. Is that a platform that you're using?
Say that again.
I ran across a link. I think it was for HomeAdvisor or Angie's. Is that a platform?
Angie Media Network.
Gotcha. Yes, okay. Man. And how is that working for you?
Not good.
Oh, why is that?
Yeah, they give me some leads, and some of them be faking. And sometimes the leads don't be the job I, you know what I'm saying, do and all that.
Oh, wow.
And they see it charge me for them.
Oh, wow. Is that the one where they also sell them to your competitors? At the same time. Oh, gotcha. Okay, well, I can see why that's not working out. Man, that's not exactly a good deal. Now, are you locked into a contract with them, or are you just on a pay-per-lead type?
I'm on a pay-lead type.
Okay. Yeah. So, and you can pause those, right, so you don't get charged for them?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, good. Well, you know, you're going to love the first page of Google then. Being, you know, first of all, we close off that 50-mile radius, which, by the way, you don't have to travel that 50-mile radius if that's not what you normally would do. That's your protected area, though, where, like I mentioned, we'll never be working with your competitors. So those leads and calls and clicks all go directly to you. We don't even screen them. So, of course, we don't charge you for them. So we're not charging by the lead or the click or the call. They are truly unlimited. Your price doesn't change regardless if you take in 100 new clients or 200 new clients. It's all the same. Your pricing never changes. That sounds like that might be a little more suited to you than what you're getting on the HomeAdvisor Angie's platform.
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, and, you know, the nice thing, so we're gonna position Brother Professional Landscape right in that map section on the first page of Google. I'm sure you've seen the map section before, right, Cornelius?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. There's usually room for like 3 to 5 businesses. So yours is going to be one of those. So you'll pop right up in that map. And what we'll do is we'll use all of your services as keywords so that when someone types in any one of those keywords, you pop up in the map for those services. So landscaping obviously is kind of a broad category. Do you do general lawn care in with your landscaping services, or is that something you stay away from and strictly do landscaping?
I speak like just straight do landscape because folks don't really like to pay that much on cutting guys, being honest.
Right. That's what I didn't think so, but, you know, I had to ask. A lot of people combine them. But I agree with you. I wouldn't pay anybody much to do our lawn either. But my husband, I pay him in food. Now, do you do like the excavation work that would go along with landscaping also?
Yes, man. I do like weeding flower bed. We make a flower bed.
Oh, nice. Okay. What was that?
I do like weeding on flower bed, remaking the flower bed, trimming,
oh,
and all that
gotcha.
Stuff.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Now, do you do, so like bush and tree trimming?
Yes.
Perfect. I want to get all these down because these are what are going to end up being your keywords. So let me type these all in. Okay, perfect. Keep going. Any others? This is better. Anything else you can think of? Oh. I'm sorry, what was that?
I do retaining walls for the flower beds.
Retaining walls. Perfect. Okay. How about, would you be able to do something like a small water feature?
Like a waterfall thing?
Yeah. Oh, awesome. Okay. Perfect.
A special washer too.
Oh, nice. That is a big deal lately. People are really, that's in high demand.
You do pressure washing, okay. Like driveway, all that. Driveway, okay. Patio, all that.
Perfect. I'm going to say deck, too. All right.
Then I clean out, like when the fence be weeded up and all that, I clean out all fences, like stuff like that, too.
Okay. Now, do you do, let's say, would you rebuild a fence if somebody wanted theirs torn out and redone?
I don't rebuild. But I would clean it out and if it's too weedy and all that.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. All right, Cornelius. This is great. This is good stuff. So I was looking at your Angie's List. I finally found it again. And all they list is landscaping services, in which I can see, too, that may be a reason why you're not getting very good leads. I mean, there's so much more that you do that nobody even knows about. So we'll make sure that they know you do those services. So with all of these keywords, we'll use every one of them so that you pop up for retaining walls and you pop up for flower beds and all the things that we just noted, you're going to show up for them right in that map section. And the other cool thing is you are right in front of them the very moment that they're looking for those services. And they simply click and they call you directly. So they'll click on your Google Business profile. And now, I'm sure you've seen the Google Business profile before, right, Cornelius? It's a box with the company name, click to call, click for website. Yeah, you've seen that. Yeah, I thought so. Perfect. All right. Well, Cornelius, you definitely make a perfect match for this listing. You're more than established in business with your years in business, and you are a 5-star rated company, which makes you a company that we prefer to do business with and partner with. So let me get some pricing for you here. See where we're at there. Now, I need to look over here. My tech did ping me back on your website. I needed to see what he said. Okay. Perfect. So we can do a website for you, Cornelius. So it'll be on a .com, a domain name that you like, something that works for you, and no charge to you. We don't build them for just anybody. And when we do, it's for our preferred partners. And it's just our gift to the partnership. I believe they said it's about a $500 value, but you won't spend a penny on it. So we'll build it and host it for you. And it'll just help amplify your visibility, give credibility to your business. It's a place for people to land and see your before and after pictures, which are also wonderful when you combine them, those befores and afters, with your 5-star rating. You're just the natural choice. So that'll really increase your business. Now, how much more business would you say you could take in, Cornelius?
Say that again.
How much business would you say you could take in?
More. As they come to me, I will give them.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. All right, so let's see what your new in business rate does here. So, or not new in business, excuse me. You're under the legacy. You've been in business for 15 plus years, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. That's what I thought. So that's going to get you a good discount. Now, leads and calls, clicks, jobs are unlimited. We don't charge you for them. We don't even screen them. We can count them so that you know what you're getting, and we can give you that data, but we don't screen them or charge for them. And, of course, they don't go to your competitors. And then pricing is on a flat monthly rate and never more than that flat rate. In fact, if you were ever charged more for that than that, I would want to know, because I'll get it fixed. I've just never even seen it happen. And it is on a month-to-month basis. So we don't lock you into a contract. We just don't believe in it. We believe in doing our job to continue earning your partnership every single month. So we're continually in your account making adjustments to the programming. That's kind of the magic. I don't get into that end of it. But we're in your account regularly making adjustments so that you don't lose any page ranking. You don't slip anywhere. So the package I've got pulled up, I think will be perfect for you. And that'll get you on that map section for all of your keywords, all of your services. And that'll really get your phones ringing nicely. So normal retail for the Greensboro area, look, I want to get this. I've got to wrangle this. You're Huntsville, not Greensboro. Huntsville, sorry. Sorry, Greece. Make sure I get the right city punched in there. That's why it didn't want to take my promo code. That's because I had the wrong city attached to you. Much better now that we got in the right city and state. Okay, so now normal retail for the Huntsville area is $399 a month with a $299 setup. But with your legacy business discount thrown in there, oh wow. So it got your monthly down to $199, so it knocked $200 off of that. And then it got your setup fee from $299 down to just $99. And that's a one time, and you'll never see it again. It partially covers the programming that we have to do, and then it goes away. So then it is just that flat $199 each month and never a penny more, regardless of how many leads or calls you get. And you're actually locked in with those discounts. So it's not a promotional rate that goes up later or is dependent on our retail prices. You're locked in for life with those discounts. Okay.
Okay.
Does that all make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Any questions for me so far, Cornelius?
How much the payment is now?
It's $199 a month with your discounts, and then there's just a one-time $99 setup fee. So today, to secure the listing, it would be $298. That's your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup. Okay. Now, this definitely makes sense for us. Like I said, you're the type of company we like to partner with. You're going to have good results being on the first page. Because you're established in business, you're 5-star rated already. So you'll continue gathering those 5-star reviews. And we know this is going to do wonders for your business to get it growing some more too. And this sounds to me like something that'll be a perfect fit for you too. You'll no longer have to pay per lead, and you'll actually get those calls. You'll be listed on the first page before the Angie's link. So when I type in landscaping or flower beds, any of your services for the Huntsville area, the first thing that comes up on the bottom of the page is an Angie's link. And it doesn't even say your name, even though I know you're using their service and you're paying for it. It says 10 best landscapers in Huntsville. And then I have to click on it and I have to fill out a web form, and then they send you the lead, and it sounds like they send it to your competitors too. Well, I guess hopefully they send it to you. If there's too many contractors, I suppose they maybe you don't get that one, I guess, right? It might go somewhere else.
Okay.
Is that
all right? So how much I pay now?
It'd be $298.
$298. Okay, let's get this show on the road.
Let's get it on the road. You got it. Let me grab a couple screens here, and we will get you set up. So let me first go ahead and close this listing. I don't want it going to somebody else. Okay. It's just three clicks, and we got it. All right. Perfect. I got it closed. Thank you for your patience, Cornelius.
Okay.
So part of my job is to gather all of your information, make sure everything's spelled correctly, of course. And we got your name spelled right already. Now, they have your last name listed here as Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S. Is that correct?
Harris, yes.
Perfect. And then on the card that you're going to be using today, does a middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
Say that again.
On the card that you're using, yeah, is there a middle initial? I know, I always do too. I never remember. Did I put it on there or didn't I?
No, this is Cornelia Harris.
Okay, perfect. And let's see, and then what's your email address, Cornelius?
Cornelia Harris 99@yahoo.com.
99. Perfect. And one more time, just to make sure I've got it right. Corn, like corn on the cob. E-L-I-U-S. Right? So, corn, E-L-I-U-S.
Yeah.
Is that right? Perfect. Just wanted to do one more check. And that's at Gmail, you said.
Yahoo.
Oh, at Yahoo. Gotcha. Thank you.
Harris99@yahoo.com.
Beautiful. All right. So I'm going to send you two emails, Cornelius. The first one is simply informational, and it's on our dashboard and analytics. And so you'll have an area where you can log in to see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were coming from. You can also retrieve phone numbers if you perhaps miss a call. And then the next one I'm sending you, find the right one, is the exact price and package I have quoted you. I want you to have that in writing, so there's no question about that. All right. Both of those are on the way. So if you could just let me know if they made it to you. I don't need you to do anything with them, though. And then I'm sending you also two text messages. Again, you don't need to do anything with them. The first one is my direct contact information. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have problems with anything, definitely let me know. And if I can't fix it myself, I will get to the people who can. And then the second text is our customer service department. I want you to have them in your phone also. Did those emails make it to you, Cornelius?
They didn't make it. Looking now.
All right, perfect. My copy paste messed with me. There we go. So as you can probably tell, part of my job is to be very thorough, make sure I got everything right here for our text. All right. am doing some copy paste here while you're checking on those emails. Did they make it to you?
I'm still looking.
Okay. Is this the right. Yes. That's me.
Okay.
You got them. Fantastic. Okay. So I'm going to list out your services, and I want you to tell me if I miss anything, so I'm going to retype these. So I've got landscaping. I'm going to say landscape excavation so that it's clear that you're not doing stem walls. Flower beds, maintenance, and I'm going to say flower bed insulation, and bush trimming. I'm sorry, what was that?
Laying on flowers too.
Oh, planting flowers. Is that what you said?
Yeah, I plant flowers too, and I lay down sod too.
Perfect. Oh, sod. Ah, gotcha. Okay. Sod installation. Wonderful. And then I'm going to say retaining walls. I'll say retaining wall excavation. I want to catch all the ways that people might search. Water features. Pressure washing, driveway cleaning, and washing, we'll say. Patio washing and cleaning. I'm going to put decks in there, too, for washing and cleaning. Now, would you do, like, a roof?
What?
Would you do a roof or gutters?
Clean gutters. Yes, I'm
right.
Clean gutters.
Depending
on what angle you have.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. I don't go heights like that either. Well, I'm particular about my heights. I'll put it that way. I'm technically not scared of them. I've jumped out of airplanes before, and I'm perfectly fine with that. But teetering on the edge of a roof, no way. That is something other people do, not something I do. I'm going to say weed cleanup, weed trimming. Okay. Can you think of any others that we might have missed?
I plant flowers too.
Gotcha. Okay, let me add that in. Perfect. Okay.
Do like
yeah. Oh, that's a big deal these days, too. Okay, wonderful. Got those added. All right, and then if you think of any others, definitely let us know.
Like leaves and stuff. I blow leaves, too.
Oh, leaf blowing. Oh, we got to do fall cleanup stuff. Definitely. Leaf blowing. Fall cleanup. Spring cleanup. Leaf haul away.
Yeah, haul away too.
Perfect. Okay. Wow, that's looking good, Cornelius. Okay. And then next thing I need to do is set up you. This is your onboarding call. So this will be with your technician, and we block out an hour for the call, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we block out that entire hour in case you need to upload photos or you need help with anything, you have questions, they have questions, and we like to do it as soon as your calendar allows, so we could look, let me see, today's pretty booked up. We could do, let's see, what is that? Find it amongst all the others. So it looks like I have a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock. or have a 1 o'clock today. Do any of those work for you?
Say that again.
So today we, no worries. So today we could do 1 o'clock, or I don't have many today. 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, or we can look at tomorrow, which we've got something just about every hour on the hour tomorrow.
And what's this for?
This is for your onboarding call with your technician. So it's just over the phone. We block out an hour, but it usually only takes a half hour or less.
We could do it today.
Okay. Do you want to do that too? Oh, wait a minute. What time was that? I've got to convert times here and make sure I've got the right slots. How about does 4 o'clock work?
Yes.
Beautiful. 4 o'clock it is. So let me get that appointment in here real quick. August 11th. And then convert the times over. And then I'll have to put that in a couple different spots. So I'm going to be sending you another email in just a minute here. And that's going to be a calendar appointment. Double checking to make sure I got this right. You said 4 o'clock. Okay, perfect. That does work. I wanted to double check. Always got to double check.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't send something for me to sign?
I will, yes, in just 1 minute. It's actually just going to be a calendar appointment, but I'll send that over here to you. I'm just building it right now. There we are. Get your email address in there. So this is going to be a calendar appointment, and it'll hold your slot for that onboarding call. And that onboarding call is what really kind of kicks off our work. So they'll do quality control, so making sure that I took everything in accurately, spellings, everything. Make sure your keywords are right, get you into your dashboard, go through any questions that they might have to get everything set up and 100% accurate for you. So that email's on the way. And the subject line on this one is local / CIE. And when that one gets there, it'll be a calendar appointment. If you could please go ahead and click the yes button when that gets there, that would be great. That'll hold your appointment. Even if you don't use Google Calendars, it's okay. It'll still work. And I've got to put this in one more place while we wait for that email. I'm multitasking here so I can take as little of your time as necessary. All right. And then, Cornelius, I've got the company name shown as Brother Professional Landscape. Is there Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
I don't think it is.
Okay, no problem. And then I've got your address as 6102 Belgrade Drive Northwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35810.
Yes.
Perfect. And then is your cell phone number ending in 2591 also your business line?
Yes. I got another one, too, though, you put down, too.
Okay, I'm ready.
2-5-6-6-0-0.
Okay.
5-5-7-7.
5-5-7-7. That's a nice number. You should be buying lottery tickets with that number. how the double digits right in a row. They're perfect. That's great for your business line. I love it. Okay. That looks good. I'm just double checking a couple more things here. Okay. And we do need a website. And I'm going to have the tax work out a domain name with you. I don't have access to their back-end tools that tell us what domain names are still available. Okay, and then I'm going to send you... Oh, no, I already sent that. Perfect. Okay. And then, Cornelius, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Phone, or text.
You got
or it. Or email, to be honest with you. You know.
Any of them are okay? All right. And then, would you like to list hours that you're open? Or do you just want to say 24 hours? Probably not. That's a lot of hours.
From 5 a.m.
5 a.m.? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. You're an early riser.
Oh, yeah. From,
And then how late do we want to go?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
See you.
All right. And then, is that, 7 days a week, or do you want to just say Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. And on the seventh day, he rested.
Yes.
Goodness, I would hope. All right. And then need GDP. So we'll need your Google business profile. And I'm going to tell them to not publish your actual address because it is your home address.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, that all looks good. Some more copy and paste here for me. Makes it a little bit easier sometimes. Here we are.
So I'd like to put my pictures on there.
Yes, we will definitely put your pictures on there. So keep taking those pictures. Those are, people love to see pictures of your work. And, you know, you do those befores and afters, and it is so impressive. Especially, like, when you've taken a complete mess, and you've made it look beautiful again. They love to see it. All right, so I'm going to set up your subscription here, and I've got to make sure I've got all your discounts on. Oh. I'm sorry, what was that, Cornelius?
Oh, no. Nah. I'm listening.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I thought you were talking to me.
Oh, no.
Okay. Perfect. I had to make sure it got your discounts locked in here for you. I don't want those doing strange things later on. And then, of course, my computer had to scare me. My screen went blank for just long enough to make me hiccup. I had to gasp. Ah. Okay. And then, so I'm ready for billing. Now, on the credit card that you're using, no middle initial, Cornelius Harris, does the company name appear on this card also or just your name?
The company name, too.
Company name too. And then does that company, that fleet company phone number, does that show on, or is that attached to that card, or is that your cell phone in 2591? Good question, right?
No, it's a phone number connected to it.
Yeah, it says the 2591.
Yeah, 2591, yeah.
Perfect. And then same address on Belgrade Drive. And then is this Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today, Cornelius?
Visa.
Okay. And I am ready for those digits when you are.
It's 42, 94, 75.
Okay. 75.
Yeah, 75, 32.
Okay.
63, 40.
Is that 63? 40?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
59, 88.
Got it. And then what's the expiration, please?
12/26.
Christmas month. All right. And then the security code, please.
042.
Okay. I'll update that. And then let me go over here and we'll send that through. And then we're getting close to the end. We'll have one more email that'll come to you, and then we'll do our voice verification while we wait for that. So the voice verification is actually going to be a duplicate of what you'll get by email. So we give that, it outlines what we're going to do for you. So we like you to have it in writing, and then also we do it verbally. So that email's on its way, and this one will be titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay.
And then let me know when that one gets there. We'll walk through that before we do the voice verification. Did it make it to you, Cornelius?
Local splash.
What did it say? Local splash.
Yep, local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
Hopefully it did it make it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So just a little ways down, there should be click here to accept. If you go ahead and click on that, and then it'll take you to a new screen. And then all the way at the bottom, it'll ask you to type your name.
Okay.
And then I'll actually be reading the same thing to you here in just a moment. So if you want to go ahead and type your name in, we'll get that part done, and then I'll read it to you for the voice verification.
What would it say? Sissinger?
Yep, that's the spot. Should be a box for your name. Hopefully. I heard something go beep-a-deep. How is it? A cute little beep-a-deep.
Okay. Say username and password.
Beautiful. You got to the right spot. So that's going to be the login area for your dashboard where you'll be able to see how many clicks and calls you're getting, and they will get you that login and password this afternoon when you do your onboarding call. All right, so now we'll do the voice verification, and then you'll be all set. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So I'll be reading it live. So if you have any questions or want clarification on anything as we go, just please stop me and ask, and I'll be happy to answer for you. And there are a couple spots too where I'll ask you to say something. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should appear on the first page of Google.
Brothers Professional Landscape.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Cornelius Harris.
And then owner. Is that correct?
Cornelius Harris.
All right. And then owner, it wants to know who you are. Your title.
The owner of Brother Professional Landscaper, Cornelia Harris.
Perfect. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-contractual agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, August 11th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time $99 setup fee. Going forward, your flat monthly rate is $199, which is a true flat rate, to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 11th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Three days prior to the billing date after October 11th. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Cornelius, you are all set. We've got everything in. Welcome aboard. We are glad to have you as part of the family.
Okay.
All right.
Glad to be.
And you, awesome, awesome. If you ever have any questions, anything, don't hesitate to give me a call, all right?
Okay. Your number is in the email.
Yes, it's in your text message. And email too, yes. Okay. You're good to go then. You have a good afternoon and a good weekend. And then just a reminder to make that onboarding call this afternoon.
Okay. So,
yeah.
So I'm on a website now, right?
I'm sorry, you're what?
I said I'm on a website now, right? My web page now.
Yes, so you're on our website. That'll actually be your login where you'll get into our back end, and they'll connect that to your website. But it's not your website there just yet because we still have to build it and do the domain name. Oh,
okay.
Speaking of, if you think of any other services, keywords that you want to use, give those to your tech this afternoon. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay.
You have a good rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay. You too now.
All right. Thank you, Cornelius. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.